Welcome, listeners, to another episode of the Working Experience Podcast. We've created a new audio series, the Working Experience Masterclass, focused on advice to master skill, improve your life, and conquer work. Each podcast is short, roughly 10 minutes of actionable advice to push you forward in the game of life. Are you ready to hustle to an enlightened full life? Then buckle up and let the value pour into your ears.
The Working Experience.
Route 93 North is almost at a standstill. It's a rough one out there this morning. Snow and sleet.
There is no service on
that. Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Folks, we're going to be a few minutes. We have train traffic ahead of us. We should be moving shortly.
John, we need that report ASAP.
Where are we on that presentation?
Man, HR wants to see you.
Did you return that email yet?
We have a team meeting at 10.
Need to stay late, Bob.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
We're moving in a different direction.
And after the meeting, we'll have a breakout session.
Who ate my
Where are my hot pockets?
This microwave is disgusting.
Oh, God, what's that
He was clipping his toenails at his desk. I can't take it anymore.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of the Working Experience Podcast, our master class. It's Maddie Kay.
Mastering Life and John, and we're here with tips from working from home.
Maybe we should change that to hacks. Don't you love hacks?
I'm always hacking life.
But, you know, I see on YouTube sometimes like a hack for cutting a tomato. I'm like, what do you need a hack for that for?
Well, I love like hacks for like sleeping. Like you can hack your sleep schedule.
Everything can be hacked. All right. So these are hacks, tips for working from home, which I know this, you know, people have been talking about this a lot. But the reality seems to be setting in that... this is going to be, and I hate these phrases, but I'll just use it, the new normal, you know, that at least for the foreseeable future, for the next year, you know, even like kids, parents, you know, people don't know what's going on with school, blah, blah, blah. And that's a different, you know, we rag on the office all the time, but there is something to be said for having a place to go where you get your work done. That's where you focus. You leave it there and you go home. There's something to be said.
Listen, I went into the office last week, first time in 4 months, and it was in Manhattan. It was very odd.
Yeah.
I was the only one in there, first of all. Everyone else working from home. And just the city and the streets, it's eerie.
Yeah, I know. I'd be kind of interested.
Especially Midtown, like the Midtown area, it's really weird.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I have to say, like, I started going to Planet Fitness. And you would think it would... It does take me more time because I got to drive over there.
Hey, Planet Fitness is open by you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, our gyms are not open by us.
Yeah, we're a free-for-all in there, you know?
Yeah, it's freaking Bostonians.
Everyone's showering up in the same shower, yeah. No problem. Well, a lot of their machines, you can't use probably about half of their machines. You have to... I would say more than half. Like treadmills, you'll have two treadmills...
Do you have to wear a mask?
Oh, yeah. You have to wear a mask and all that.
Oh, forget it. You just call it. I'm not going to gym wearing a mask.
Forget it. But for some reason, it just seems to be... I mean, I have dumbbells here. I can run. And I do. I ran this morning outside because I much prefer that. But it just feels a little better when you can go to the gym, get it done, and you're out. I don't know why that is.
And you can ogle at different people, just stare at women.
And men. Everybody gets the creepy Matt Kerr treatment. Okay,
everyone.
So, I think, our first tip: maintain regular hours. I think to get anything done, particularly anything creative, you got to have a schedule. Make a schedule, stick to it. Flexibility is nice, but it can lead to being too flexible and not getting anything done. It's easy to lose focus. I'll go wash the windows, or I'll let me go do something outside. You know, it's great to take breaks and everything, but you got to have a schedule. Get up at the same time, go to bed at the same time, 5 days a week, or maybe you do it 4 days a week, whatever. There's an app called Rescue Time, which is an automatic time tracking app. I mean, you can go on your phone and set yourself, you know, an alarm for 30 minutes, and you're going to sit there, you're going to focus for 30 minutes, then you can take a break. I think that is essential.
And that brings us to our next point, creating a routine. So you want to, you know, you want to get to your desk or your workspace at a certain time, and you want to, you know, you want to wake up at the same time every day, not just on weekdays, but on weekends. And you really want to like kind of want to focus on that and get your body into that rhythm. I think, you know, people in general like routines, you know, and as you do it more and more, it becomes a habit and becomes easier. You'd be surprised how easy it is to get up early in the morning if you just commit to it.
Yeah, and have a routine that gets you to your desk. If you're supposed to be at your desk by 9 o'clock, if that's your routine, then, you know, you're up at 7, you're having your coffee, you go for a run, whatever. I think it was...
I like to do a hot yoga session naked.
Yeah.
At 6 a.m. in the foyer of my home.
Yeah, or in the front yard. And this used to be in the office, too, that, oh, man, I bet your employees yeah, exactly. don't miss that one. No, I remember it was a writer who said, look, if you're in a creative field, you have to be more disciplined than somebody who has a regular job, because you have to do it. Nobody's waiting on you.
Oh, procrastination just seeps in from every level. I mean, especially if you're writing something.
Oh, I mean, people say they hate deadlines, but like if you don't have a deadline, well, then right, you're the boss. I mean, you gotta.
Yeah, I'm taking a nap.
Yeah. So, you know, he said, like, look, forget all. He was kind of talking about authors who had reputations for drinking and carousing and all that. He's like, look, if you want to be successful, you got to be focused. You got to be disciplined and get it done. Number three, set ground rules with people in your space, meaning people in your home. When it's time for you to work, you got to tell people, like, look, I am not here. I have a friend who lives in New York. I think they're upstate right now. His wife, they have a 2-year-old child. His wife will fake walking out the front door. She'll say bye-bye to the baby and everything. And then my friend will distract their son. And then she'll sneak back into the house and upstairs to the office.
That's a good play.
Yeah,
I mean, it's easy to say that, but if you have young kids, they don't care what you... Your space or you have to work. They're just going to invade that.
They'll be all over the keyboard. Yeah, that's why she has to do that. Like, he cannot know she's in the house. If he knows that, then he's
I tell my sons, I'm like, you know, dad's going to be on a Zoom call with a client. Don't come in here. Sure as 10 minutes later, they come in. Hey, dad, can you open this? Like, what are you guys thinking?
Yeah, I just said, it's amazing with high school students. Or middle school students. Don't put that over there. Put it over there. I just said. Am I speaking a language here?
They're not listening. They're processing it. And as soon as it goes in, they hit the delete button.
Yeah. And it's just, I feel like I'm just background noise there. Like, yeah, I need you to turn this in. Don't email this to me. Okay. This paper that's due. Don't email it to me. I don't want
emails.
Bang. There's like 25 emails. I'm like, all right. So anyway, you got to tell people, your husband, your wife, your spouse, whoever, girlfriend, boyfriend, between 9 and 11:30, I am working. Do not bother me. Don't come ask me where anything is. Don't tell me blah, blah, blah. No, I'm not available for a phone call. You got to be very stringent about that. Just because you're home does not mean you're available.
Okay, and that leads us to the next point, is you want to schedule breaks. This is all about keeping a schedule and a routine, you know, have lunch at a certain time, you know, take a walk around your property, or, you know, whatever you want to do, you got to schedule little breaks in your day, because you can't just sit there and hustle and grind all day.
Now, I am very, very disciplined in my break schedule. From 12:30 to 4:30 is nap time, okay?
Of course.
Every day.
And you start work, your day starts at 12:15. Right. You got to tell everyone that too.
Right.
And then you hit the ground running for 15 minutes.
I am just full on.
And then you're exhausted.
Yes.
And then people like, Matt, you'd be like, I couldn't get to it. I did what I could do, but I couldn't get to those emails.
Listen, a jaguar, Okay? A Jaguar can run at what, over 90 miles an hour, 80 miles an hour?
Yeah, but it's a brief... Oh, no, that's a cheetah.
Cheetah, I'm sorry.
That, yeah, a cheetah.
But if they do that over certain... They can do that for about, a quarter of a mile.
They overheat.
And they die.
They overheat.
And they die. Yeah. That's me.
I'm How are you going to catch that gazelle?
I'm the cheetah.
Maddie's a predator. It's just a burst of energy.
In the workspace, I'm the cheetah. Okay? That's my nickname, actually. The cheetah. See, I can
and
go...
And you repeat that story every single time to people.
Every day. Every
they've
meeting.
Heard it 100 times.
Yeah.
And you go, did I tell you the story about the cheetah?
Cheetah?
Yes, Matt. Let me tell you again.
I'm like, see, what happens is if the dog runs over 80 miles an hour, like it's a cheetah. Right. Well, anyway, whatever animal.
If the lion runs over, and you keep on putting, if the hippo.
Number five, John mentioned this. Get outside every day, even if it's like 0 degrees. Put your coat on. Go outside for 5 minutes. You can't, like,
and it's warm out, so it's perfect for some naked hot yoga
on
the lawn,
right in the front yard, right there. Get outside every day. I mean, you know, on the occasion where I couldn't go outside, where there was like 25 feet of snow, it's terrible. You feel anxious. So get outside.
All right. And then the next point is you want a dedicated work area or office space. And this is important. If you can do it, if your, apartment or home, is big enough and you can set aside a separate area. And ideally, if you can close a door, that would be good. And also having two computers is great, one for work, one for personal use. And if you only have one laptop, hook it up to a monitor and have it on the desk while working. And if it's personal time, have the laptop on the couch.
Yeah.
Or sit on the couch with it on your lap. So it's important to kind of set boundaries because you're now in your personal space. Otherwise, you could just be working, as soon as you get up all the way to you fall asleep. Computers are in the bed, wires and phone, things are beeping.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think delineation is really what it is. Time and space. Like, during this time in this space, I'm working, done with that, let me take a break, or I'm done for the day. And now I move on to my leisure time. If you can, they advertise a tip that I ran across was have a separate phone number. If you can have just a separate phone for work, and that was the whole idea of the separate laptop. Like, there are all kinds of reasons not to use your work laptop for personal use. Your business can see what you're doing, what your searches are. Sometimes you don't want your business seeing what your searches might be. Personal time. Just keep things separate. Keep them separate.
And that leads us to our last point, which I disagree with, is keep yourself together. Take a shower, shave, get out of your PJs, put on a clean shirt.
Something.
I mean, honestly, sometimes I forget or I just get through. And it was the other day that Jeannie was like, man, something smells in here. And she's like, that's you. And I was like, what? I mean, I literally realized that I had run in the morning.
Yeah.
And, I sweated and I just went straight to my desk to work. And this is probably about 5 or 6 o'clock.
So I got
that fester going on.
You've had time to ripen.
Exactly. I ripened over the day.
Well, I think, and I hate to be the stereotypical guy, but wives just, at some point, men over a certain age, probably of 50, 60 at the latest, they just stink. They just stink.
They don't care.
God, it's awful.
At that point, you've just shelved it. Who cares? who are you trying to impress?
But I think there's actually a chemical thing that happens, though. You get that old man smell. You know,
your body starts to decay.
Yeah.
From an evolutional standpoint, they couldn't care about you anymore. You're not going to procreate, so you're just starting to rot and smell.
And you stink,
Stink.
And then you're
the old man stink.
The old man's
just that's a bad look.
I don't care how many showers or how much aftershave you put on or whatever.
No, that's why they douse themselves in cologne.
Ugh. And there's your poor wife married to this reeking bag of goo. Just
rotten, this old flesh.
Man. Nasty. Oh, man. That, you know, the wife should just put the pillow over the guy's face and end it. Just
oh, yeah, absolutely. I that should be completely legal.
Yeah, done. All right, everybody. You know, again, keep it together. Every other day, try to take a shower, maybe. Turn off the Netflix for a little bit. Get some work done. You'll be happier.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this masterclass. We'll be back at you with more regular podcasts and masterclasses in the weeks to come. Thanks. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of The Working Experience. We'd like to thank our sponsors, One Circle Media and the Still Believe app, the only app that delivers video proof of the Tooth Fairy and Santa by simply taking a picture. Download the app at stillbelieve.co today and amaze your kids. And if you work for a studio, network, startup, or corporation and are looking for a partner to create media that will build, engage, and entertain your audience, reach out to me at john@onecirclemedia.com. I would love to hear from you. And that's it. The end. The sweet end. Until our next audio encounter.